Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that when Christians abuse us, they have lost out on the love and joy of the Lord. Let's start the week at that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, Cain killed his brother because Abel's offering was received and his was not. But he is not received because of his actions. God tells him if he would do well, he would also be accepted. Don't forget, Abel gave the first of the cattle, but Cain, he didn't even give the first of the ground, let alone an animal. But Cain's heart wasn't right with God. But the problem was not with Abel. The problem was with Cain. I remember when my mother died back in 1992. She died on a Monday. On that Saturday, I got a letter in the mail from a person that knew my mother was dying, thought she probably already dead, as a matter of fact. Wrote one of the most vicious, bad letters I had received in the ministry. Just really attacking, not anything I did, but my person. Well, the person's still alive, 25 years later. My dad passes away. This time, they send a donation in honor of my dad's name to a ministry that's very new evangelical, would be very contemporary. And they wrote and let us know. And they say, does that make you angry? I think it makes God angry. But I realize that I'm not wrestling those people. It's the devil that I have to wrestle. Therefore, the real problem is that I persevere and pray that these people get right with God, because people that would do something of that nature, oh, my friend, they've lost out on the love and joy of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, what a terrible thing. I don't wish that on anybody. And, you know, words only hurt if you let them. Words only hurt if you let them. Realize the enemy is the devil, and he'll try to use people to attack. It's kind of like 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The apostle says, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. So this is not only for the apostle, but we must, as Paul, fight the good fight, finish the course God has given us in life, and keep the faith. Stay true to the word, stay true to righteousness, and that includes loving the brethren, but not compromising with sin, not tolerating sin. Understanding also, being sound in doctrine. Why? Well, keeping the faith, you don't compromise. What happens in the last days? They do not endure sound doctrine. If you don't do well, you're not going to finish the fight in the course and fight the good fight. But if you do, then you keep the faith. You fight the good fight, you finish the course, then you will receive that crown. And that is so much better than counting the loss of reward. So, you can have that reward. And it'll be far better than anything on this earth, and definitely be far better than any revenge you could exact on anybody on this earth. So endure sound doctrine. People will not endure sound doctrine. They'll have itching ears. They'll be feelings oriented. And when they get that way, they've got to attack those that are preaching the word. Those that are standing on the word. Those that have standing. They've got to attack them. Because it is a light that shines on their darkness and they hate it. But this is a prophecy of what's going on in the last days. So don't get angry at Bible preaching and teaching and standard. But if you understand that you are against those standards, you're against that preaching of the word, and you're upset with the people that take those stands, just understand, this is what I want you to understand. You are fulfilling a negative prophecy of the last days that if you are saved, you're going to lose your reward and be saved so as by fire because simply you're not enduring sound doctrine. You're not loving the brethren as you ought to love the brethren. Now, Cain's own work, his own works were evil. Now, the word evil is the same Greek word for wicked one. The idea is he was of himself evil. Because he became so self-centered, self-esteem-centered, self-promotion-centered, the thought that God owed him a living began to be stronger, and he just simply didn't need to do what God said to do. And as pride brought down Satan, as pride brought down Eve, so it will bring down Cain. And it will also bring us down to an evil, envious, hate-filled person who is unwilling to do God's will, God's way, in God's time. And it's because we want it now, and we want it without a price. As seen in 2 Timothy 3:12, but as they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and evil men seducers shall wax in worse and worse, deceiving men to see. So, we've been told about the message in verse 11. We're told about the murderer in verse 12, Cain. And now, we are to marvel not in verse 13. Let's look at verse 13 here. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. You stand for Jesus, the world will hate. In John chapter 15, verse 18 through 21, Jesus said, they've persecuted me, they'll persecute you. You go and stand with him, walk with him, there is a cost, but I tell you what, the reward in heaven far outweighs the cost. Matter of fact, Romans 8:18 says, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, I think those people that were made to watch their children be beheaded because of their stand for Jesus Christ over in the Middle East. That's a terrible thing. Can you imagine the pain of seeing your child beheaded because they're Christian and won't renounce the faith? That's got to be great pain. And yet, the greatness of the glory that's going to be revealed in us, in heaven, will so far outweigh that it'll make that pain, as great as it is and seems to us, seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory. What is that glory like? Wow. Something. Must be something. Wow. So don't be surprised if the world hates you, as Cain hated Abel. Don't be surprised. That's the way the world is. What did Abel do to him that was so bad? What did Abel do that was so bad to Cain? Nothing. Cain hated the light. Therefore, he hated anybody associated with the light. We're not to abandon the light or turn it down because it offends people. Now, some of you, when you're hearing this, realize Halloween, maybe in your area, is not that far away. I'm not too sure when this is, probably June when this is heard. But nonetheless, when October hits, they're so down on the word church. I mean, churches, changing their names from Bible, from Baptist, from Word, using the words such as faith, grace. We've got to take it because those are offending, and those are, oh, that just challenges people in ways that's not good. Well, yeah, it affects their darkness. Why don't you put those words up? If you want to have the most scary lawn in town on Halloween night, just put up the words faith, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, and just start putting those things up. Probably scare people to death, cause people to have heart attacks the way these churches are acting and changing their name, trying to give themselves smooth names and speaking smooth things, prophesying deceit. Oh, what a shame that is. And again, John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Why do you see these preachers and churches that were used to be fundamental go to the other side, all of a sudden become contemporary, and their venom and things are spoken against we who still preach the word and have godly music and have standard? Why do they attack in every way possible? Because as we preach the word, we're preaching light, and it reveals their work, and they hate it. They hate it as much as Cain hated Abel, as much as Satan hates God. But verse 21 says, that he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. And listen, a righteous person wants the light on him so that if he sees there is sin, God's light shows him sin in his life, he wants to forsake it. Again, when you look at 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is what? It is not in him, we're told. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe what God is saying there? Or do you want to try to explain it away so you can walk in sin and do those things which really please the flesh?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.